tweet at TodaySOR.
And lots of you texting us as well. Instead of having a statesman as Taoiseach, apparently we have a parish pump politician. It's embarrassing to be Irish. Sometimes this in response to the Sean Conlon story. Another listener asking, could the art dealer not have tipped off the Indo? I suspect that would be denied. Now, on the budget matters, most of our top public servants receive far more in salary and tax-free expenses than their counterparts in other EU countries, not to mention their savings. We need to target people with savings and investments over €300,000 outside of the family home, says another caller. Everybody should have to declare what they have in savings and investments. Self-employed people do this for revenue. Why not everybody else? On water charges, this government will fall with the fake water charges. We are greatly underestimating the mood of the Irish people. Judy says, I know families with total salaries of 18 to 30,000 earning around 400 a week and paying approximately £1,000 a year in the universal social charge. What is in this budget for them? Extra tax credits won't help. They are the forgotten cohort. And another listener saying, what about the carer pensioners? Are they to gain or are they going to restore any portion of the Christmas bonus? Some speculation about that a few weeks ago, but it seems to have died away in the last week or thereabouts. The budget, says this caller, is immaterial. This government is on the way out. And on water charges, finally, if the government is factoring in collecting a certain sum for water charges, they had better not depend on it if a campaign of mass disobedience takes hold. Now, nobody ever said being a teenager is easy, but with increasing pressures on our young people, the number of them experiencing mental health problems is rising. Brian O'Connell went along to one community group which is helping teens to talk. Brian, tell us about this centre. I gather it's in Kinsale.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. It's the Kinsale Youth Support Services, or KISS for short. Now, I suppose Kinsale is not unlike any other community in Ireland. They've had issues over the last few years with mental health amongst young people, particularly in the area of a couple of young suicides in the area. It's an area that covers about 10,000 people, so it's quite a large catchment area, Sean. And I suppose what's unique here is that they set about a community-led response to try and raise awareness amongst young people around mental health, and has to be said around adult society in Kinsale and the wider area as well. So they've brought in a range of measures. They've put in a couple of pilot projects, and they are having some real success, it has to be said, in Kinsale. And really, I suppose people are asking, is there a template here where other communities around the country could mimic? Now, I suppose before we hear from those involved in setting up the pilot service, Sean, one father and his daughter who benefited from the Kinsale Youth Support Services, they told me a little bit of their story.
What I did notice was that my daughter was gone very into herself, staying in her room quite a bit, and I got concerned about this. So I spoke to my daughter and I asked her, would she go and speak to a counsellor? And I was delighted that she went and she spoke to a counsellor. At first, I suppose, I was relieved, but one day I got a phone call from the counsellor. He wanted to meet myself and my wife. He told us how our daughter was self-harming, and I was very concerned for my daughter. The great thing about it was, we worked with the counsellor, we saw the issues that were causing my daughter to go to her room and go into herself. We worked as a group. That's the key thing, is knowing that there is support there as a group.
And your daughter is here beside you. So for you having the service here, were you a bit resistant to it at first?
Yeah, I was, because I didn't really think that I needed help at the start. But then I finally realised that I had to, and I started going for counselling. I saw a big difference after a few weeks.
The issue of self-harming, we know, is quite a large issue in Ireland, particularly amongst young girls. Why? Where does the impulse come from? Maybe you could just talk about your own experience.
I suppose I just had so much things going on. I just thought it was the only way out and that I needed to self-harm to try and, I don't know, it was just getting the pain away or something. The support was right in front of me and I was part of the project, and I'd never thought that I needed to go for it until I did, and it just, I know, everything just goes away after you start talking to people.
And if your dad hadn't spotted, or if the service hadn't been available, you know, it could have gone on and caused you a lot more pain and heartache.
Yeah, to be honest, I think if the service wasn't here, I wouldn't be here today. Mm-hmm. But I got the help that I needed.
That must be difficult for you as a dad to hear.
Yeah, it is absolutely, and I suppose when the counsellor phoned us and he wanted to speak to us about self-harming, that was my biggest fear. And I suppose as a parent, I was even sleeping at night myself. I was, the first thing in the morning, I would go just to check her room to see, was she okay? And I would say to anybody out there, you know, any parent out there, is maybe to listen more to their young, to their children. I was amazed the support that we got from the whole KISS group, from the counsellor, from the school. And we walked through it and we're all good for that. And I would just say to any parent, if your son or daughter needs help, speak to them and do go for help and do speak to somebody.
Strong testimony there, Brian. And it would appear that there seems to be an opening up now in the community concerning mental health.
Well, the very fact that both of them were happy to meet me and talk to me, Sean, would suggest that, all right. And there were lots and lots of families who were happy to meet and talk about mental health issues. And that's not always the case when you go into a small community. Every home in the area was given a leaflet that was dropped through their letterboxes, and it had contact details of the Kinsale Youth Support Services. And then there was a unique appointment, in a way, of a youth worker called Tom Walsh. Now, Tom acts as a key worker for the whole area, and he's really shown a point of contact for families and young people. So that was a really important appointment about 12 months ago. And the scheme, it was the brainchild, really, of Garda James O'Mahony. And in this clip now, Garda O'Mahony explained how it all came about. And also Tom Walsh, the youth worker who was appointed, he talks about his appointment.
Mental health, Brian, is a huge issue in this country, and there's a big stigma around mental health. And first of all, what we've done here, and I think the great thing we've done here, is we've gone a long way of getting rid of the stigma of mental health, because what we have done is we have created a great deal of awareness among the general community. But what we have done here is a number of issues. We've used social media to a big extent. We have our own KYSS website. We have wristband competitions. We have various inter-monthly talks with members of the public on mental health. And that's an ongoing basis. Tom Welch, our youth worker, came on board, was appointed through funding with the HSE, and also through voluntary funding here in Kinsale with the general community.
Now, you mentioned Tom Walsh there, and Tom, tell me a little bit about your appointment, because your appointment is one of the first of its kind in Ireland.
I'm not a counsellor. What I have is, if I have access to services here where people can be referred to. I'm a key point in the community where people can call.
So, and you will point people towards counselling that might be suitable to whatever their particular issues are?
Absolutely. People come here with different issues, and my job is to direct them specifically where they'll get the quickest and best possible help for them. In the last 12 months, we've had 106 service users. We've had 1,834 calls and texts to the helpline. And there's been an ongoing email contact as well. So that's a huge number for a small community.
106 people have engaged with your services,
yes,
in the space of a year. Question might be asked, why aren't the HSE funding this kind of project in every community in the country?
I suppose what has happened here is it's a pilot project. And while I am one person on 20 hours a week, there is a huge important management committee behind us. So all the work is voluntary, but communities can replicate it. That's what we're saying to communities here today, that you can, and it really works. The evidence is there.
So that's Tom Walsh and Garda James O'Mahony, along with him, Brian. Finally, I gather you managed to get a hold of and speak to some teenagers who have engaged with the services.
That's right. And I suppose an important thing to say, Sean, is that, you know, 14, 15-year-olds may not watch the news. They access information in a variety of different ways. So the support services engage young people on their terms. They contact them through social media, through wristbands. And there's all sorts of ways in which they've managed to begin the conversation with young people in Kinsale. I suppose several local teenagers got involved with the service, and by doing that they dealt with some of their own issues, and they now help encourage friends of theirs to engage as well. Now, firstly, this young girl told me why she engaged with the services.
Well, I suppose since I had problems myself, that I sort of found that it was easy to, like, come in and, you know, talk to people.
Did it make much of a difference to your life?
I do think it did, because, like, you know, I went to Tom and I talked to him. Like, once you talk to people, it's a weight off your shoulders. It's only down the road for a lot of people. And, like, the school is only up the hill as well. So people, you know, can sign out during break, come down for 10, 15 minutes, talk to Tom, then go back up without anybody knowing if they don't want people knowing.
How about yourself? How did you come in contact with the service?
Yeah, I knew Tom through music, and he asked me to come up here every Wednesday with the lads to help out with the service.
What has the experience done for you then? Do you notice people talking a little bit more about mental health amongst your peer group? I'd imagine you're about 16, 17, are you?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I knew two lads who were suffering from anxiety and depression, and they didn't really know where to go. They just told me, so I just told them to go down here to Tom, and they're sorted now.
How about yourself? What brought you here? Tell us.
I was told by a friend, and I went to Tom myself for problems that I had as well.
In relation to school or just in relation to your own life?
My own life, yeah.
And how did you find the service then?
Yeah, very good. Tom made me feel that there was help around the place, and there is help other places wherever you go. Help is always good there.
It must feel like just getting a big burden off your shoulders, does it?
Yeah, it's like you're kind of trapped in like this little bottle, and once you talk it out, it's just the bottle's open and that's it.
So true there, Brian. So if people want to follow up and get more details...
Yeah, the website for the project is kyss.ie, and as I said, this is a pilot project, Sean, funded by the HSC, and I suppose the hope is that it can be adopted pretty easily in other communities once the funding is in place. It seems to be working very, very effectively in Kinsale and the wider area.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for that report. Brian O'Connell there in our Cork studio. After the break, we'll be talking about the end of Long Wave Broadcasting by RTE. That's after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.